How's it going over there?
Good, man.
Oh, there it is.
Good afternoon, Carmel.
Hi, is this Bob?
No, this is Galen.
Yeah, hi, I'm actually going to touch base with Bob. Is he in yet, or is he,
I think he's in. Can I please ask who's speaking?
Yeah, it's Alfonso Garza with the Bank of Cardiff. I spoke with him, I think, last week.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Cool, thank you.
Good, and just checking in to see if you have any questions or the application process.
Hi, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob, it's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right. How's it going for you?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. Hey, I'm not sure if you received my email. I got like a bounce back in my inbox probably like last week, so I just wanted to touch base and see if you received it or not.
Got a bounce? What, that it didn't go through?
Yeah, I got it. It said that it never went through, so I just was... Yeah, it was weird, so I just wanted to make sure at least you had that on file for, you know, if something did come up.
Well, I thought I did. Let me,
Yeah, was it bobc@ddisposal.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why my email's, like, either acting up, or I just want to make sure, like, you had it on file. Have you spoke with your son about either getting some more capital? I know you guys didn't want to take out more debt at the time.
No, I think we're gonna, you know, we got loans that are coming to maturity.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's out there right now would be a big expensive truck, and we're just sort of debating whether to do that, whether we'd even qualify for it. So,
what are you guys looking to finance that truck?
Well, we would have to. I mean, there'd be no way that we'd have.
Yeah. How much is the truck?
It's anywhere. The low end side is 157. High end side is 189.
Wow.
So yeah.
Do you have a good estimate on how much that money will make you long term, or like a good return on it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Galen's run all those numbers. It's pretty remarkable. It's what the big guys do. You know, the big trading companies do, and it's just something that we've never really been in it. So I mean, it's more of a dream than anything else. I think we're a small enough company. I'm not sure if we would even qualify, but
for the truck, what's holding you back?
Well, that's a good question, Alfonso. it's just the you know, I think making that step. You know, we're coming into quarter end. I'm sort of distracted with a bunch of little stuff. So it was something I was going to start talking. Do you do SBA loans?
SBA, we do working capital and equipment financing. Let me just run you through it with our equipment. If it is an equipment for the business, we finance that. It's like your typical car loan. We finance it for a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and the rates are in the mid single digits. But if it's for working capital, it's like a line of credit. But we let you with the working capital, it lets you access more cash than your line of credit, and we base it off sales. Do you know how much you guys did in sales last year?
Yeah, I think it was like it was under 400,000.
Okay. So you're telling me the $400 fee is what we're looking at. Is that a good ballpark answer?
Like about 400,000? Yeah, what I'm trying to do is access that system because I have all the taxes, but unfortunately my system's locked up. Let me see
right.
If I can switch phones. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, let me see if I can. My admin system's locked up, so I can't do anything now, but let me see if I can.
Working truck. Yeah, because with our equipment, if it's for trucks, we help finance trucks all the time, especially for heavy machinery that I work with a lot of people in the construction companies, and they finance all these Bobcats. And I know a lot of businesses, I know since like the recession and stuff, they aren't getting approved for loans because they base it off of like, say, your net income, so whatever you have at the end of the year. And we base it off
right.
Sales, so If you guys made $400,000, we can roughly lend, what would you say, it's 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash with our working capital. But with our equipment financing, I've gotten people approved. How would you rate your credit score?
Credit score should be really good. My personal or the business? I have no idea.
Yeah, the business one. The business one.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, because they're uncollateralized, so we don't put your home on stake if you don't pay back the loan. So it's a less risk. That's why a lot of people like doing the working capital. Let's see. How long were you guys thinking of? How were you guys planning on looking for that truck?
Well, the key is doing it in a manner. Hang on a second. Let me. Okay, court. Oh, I can't get it. Okay, so court taxes for last year, 2015. We had gross sales of 270.
Okay, 270 for last year, right?
Yeah, and then there's two companies involved,
okay,
which complicates things. But one company has a security clearance, and the other company does not.
Okay.
But we file taxes for both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that second company. Had sales of. Mm-hmm. 180,
156. Okay.
So they're both very small companies. So yeah, so combined was under 400.
Under 400K,
right,
okay.
Well, right at 400.
Okay. And then are you 100% owner of those two, or is it like...
Well, my son and I. I think I outlined for you what we're doing is grooming him to take over.
Exactly.
In 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's not like I'm going anywhere. He'll be doing payroll.
Exactly. So right now you guys are 50-50?
Basically what we were looking at is, right now he's at 5%.
Okay.
Which was the minimum to get him in to be recognized by the workers' comp carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
That'll go up to 35% in January, and then he'll be the full owner the following year.
In the following year, okay. Yeah, so you're training him into your footsteps.
Right, and, you know, I can't remember how deeply involved we got into our discussions, but, I mean, he's mechanically and operationally, he's been running it for
mm-hmm.
years, and
nice.
I've just been doing the admin stuff for probably the last 2 to 3 years. He's been actually running the operation, just getting him involved in all the taxes and insurance and all that sort of stuff. And one of the things that came up was this truck. I think it would really position him well. He's run all the numbers on it in terms of
return
the revenue basis and what the profit is. It's those numbers are remarkable, and now I understand why the big guys head this route.
Uh-huh.
So it would be it is a very lucrative opportunity.
Yeah, that sounds like something that you know, I feel like it would be beneficial to him. I feel long term, if there is a really great return on it, we help finance because we're a third party financing. So we help because of the recession, a lot of banks aren't approving these businesses, and that's what we do. We help finance anything along those lines, and I'd love to help you guys out. Were you thinking more equipment or some capital? Do you think just finance that truck?
Well, it would be for the truck. So, I
yeah,
mean,
okay.
I guess it would depend on what
would
be to our advantage. Would it be to our advantage from a cash flow perspective to maximize the working capital and then buy the truck out of those funds or to just go ahead and get a truck loan?
I would say the equipment financing, since it is for the business, equipment financing sounds like what you're actually looking to do. And then you said it was for a truck. Are you guys thinking more new or used?
It would definitely be used.
Okay.
There's no way we could afford the new ones.
The newer ones?
In excess of $300,000.
Oh, okay.
The issues that we have to get involved in is the truck has to be what's called CARB, Reliance, the California Air Resources Board. There's a certain configuration that the truck has to be in order to be legal in California.
Oh, really?
So that primarily is the element that drives the cost of the vehicle and the availability. of the truck.
Oh man, yeah, that sounds. Does that cost a lot to get that certified, or is that why the truck is so expensive?
That's why the that's one of the reasons. The primary reason why the truck is so expensive is that it has a shredder right on the truck that's built into the truck. Our trucks now have are they're add-on units because of the type of service that we offer. This mm-hmm. is a little bit, it's a significantly higher volume processing equipment that comes as part of the truck.
Okay.
So that's why the cost is. The actual truck itself, though, has to be CARB certified.
Uh-huh.
And that not necessarily increases the cost of the truck only if you have to add it on, which is what we've had to do with one of our trucks. We've had to modify the truck to adhere to that directive. But anymore, like the most recent one that we bought, it came with that equipment on it. And so this vehicle, we would be looking at doing the same thing, purchasing it with that equipment already on it.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then how much did you say that piece was, including with the CARB and everything just on it?
It would be a low-end 157 up to 189.
57, 189. And you guys would be additioning, right? You guys aren't replacing anything.
No, we would do this as an additional year.
Right. No, that'd be great. That sounds like you guys, it sounds like you guys would be growing, adding on that piece.
I think it would position him well to better compete with the big guys. Right now, we can't compete with them because of the way we're configured. This puts us up in pretty much the same equipment that they have.
Uh-huh.
And because of our overhead, we're better positioned to be a little bit, well, not a little bit, a lot more aggressive pricing-wise.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, do you guys, go ahead.
Well, the competition keeps buying up stuff, so there's basically two of us in town now. They have this type of equipment, we don't, and so they're locking it in. But I mean, mm-hmm. What started this whole discussion is that when they bought out the last company, we just started getting calls daily from folks that didn't want to transition to the purchasing entity.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't have a good reputation, but we're turning down business because we're not equipped to handle it.
Oh man, so you guys are turning down business.
Oh yeah.
Man, yeah. Well, do you guys plan on hiring more people so you guys could take on more work?
There would be, yeah. That would be the, yeah. We would have to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would say I would send you both applications just to see what you qualify for. At least both. If it's for working capital, you can use it for payroll, marketing, just anything along those lines. It's unsecured, so you can pretty much use it whatever you see fit for your business. And then, how soon did you need the piece or the truck?
Well, it's just something. How long that were you guys looking at? Kicking around. I mean, You mean as far as making a decision to go for it?
Yeah, either go for it or see like what you can actually shop around for and know what you can actually qualify for.
Well, if I could do that now, I would do it now. If we could put this in motion and then you could tell me if this is even a realistic option, then we'd actually jump at the opportunity and do it now before we continue to lose business.
Exactly. That's
if you come back and you say, you know what, you're the numbers aren't there. And I'm a big boy. I've been doing it for a long time. So I'm used to hearing no. And then we can work out the details as far as payment cycles and stuff.
Yeah,
for
sure.
The good news is that what I can do is with the application also provide you Galen's analysis of where these revenue and profit numbers are with this equipment. And it's...
Mm-hmm.
You know, in comparison to what we do now, it's a pretty significant positive variance in heading this way. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think I'll need that, the return on exactly what you'll make purchasing this equipment. Because if he's calculated everything, I'm pretty sure that's a lot accurate than just kind of a little ballpark on for the truck. Yeah, do you guys have a vendor you guys are getting the truck from, or have you guys shopped around from that?
Yeah, he's just done preliminary checking. He's checked with two sources, and that's where we've come up with the price range. And,
okay.
And then just from a, you know, just knocking heads together, you know, discussing what we anticipated the payment would be, and then what that return, you know, just doing the basic fundamental, you know, how much revenues we would have to drive to make the payment, and then mm-hmm. the insurance on top of that, and just doing some number crunching to even entertain the thought. And the numbers are there, you know, of course that the business is there, but, you know, we're turning away business, so we think pretty confidently the business is there. Moreover, I think that we can aggressively go after business that perhaps we've turned down and actively pursue stuff that we're just not doing now.
No, yeah, exactly. Because I know a lot of business owners have either turned down more work or aren't looking to expand. So that's why they don't take it on. But you guys are looking like you guys want to expand, because the more work it is, the more money you'll be making at the end of the year. And that's where, you know, that's, I don't understand if you're a business owner, you're not taking down opportunities. But do you know who the vendor you're working with, or have you worked with them before?
No, let me check with my son real quick. Hang on a second. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's checking right now.
Okay. Let's see what else I need. And then have you looked anywhere else for financing except for your local bank, which was the Bank of the West?
No, we haven't. That's why I mentioned the SBA angle. The mm-hmm. last time that when I first started the company 26 years ago, that's the direction that we headed, was SBA loans. So with companies my size, you know, if this goes through, it'll be the first occasion where I've ever had experience where a company my size has been able to leverage a loan or borrowing power of this type, considering our size. So I hadn't even thought about approaching any other financial institutions.
Yeah, you're just
the only one
that
has haven't hung up and said, you know, nice going. I appreciate what you're trying to do. And again, I'm a big boy. I mean, I've been turned down a lot of, I guess that's where my experience and reticence in pursuing this through a conventional financial institution has been.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm so, because this is, we lend to a lot of small to medium-sized companies. So if they're looking to grow and they aren't getting loans from their businesses, like you said, because of the recession, I don't understand why businesses or like the banks aren't approving that. So we help fund that for them if they're looking to grow, because we base it off of sales with our working capital. And a lot of people are, like I said, they're looking for the net income. So they're not really getting a lot of loans, say from like Bank of America, just the huge banks. That's why we just base it off sales. If they can provide the cash flow, I don't understand why they won't, pay back the note. So that's what, that's our market. It's just small to medium-sized businesses looking to grow.
The business that he's been talking, the guy he's been talking to, the mm-hmm. company name is Shred Tech. They're the actual manufacturer of the truck.
Shred Tech. And then do you guys have a quote or invoice from them?
No, we don't. No, we have never gotten that far. Basically, what we were doing was contacting them to get fundamental pricing outlines. But, I mean, mm-hmm. if this is something that flies, then obviously we'll get a little bit more aggressive on it. But they have a to give you an idea of what we're looking at, if you just type them, do a Google search on them, you can see exactly what the
machine actually is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Shred Tech.
And they do other shredding type equipment, but primarily what we're after is the truck. It's called a tipper truck is the actual name for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you said your business credit, you're not really sure?
Yeah, I didn't know business credit scores. I can tell you mine, but I have no idea what the business would be.
Yeah, it normally goes on your business credit. So if things fall back, business doesn't go as well, it won't affect your personal credit. Or so if you're out looking for a home and you want to, it's not going to run your personal credit. That's what's really good about this loan also.
Okay.
Okay. And then, yeah,
this is kind of surprising. So what do you need from me to make this?
So basically all I need, yeah, I'll send you both applications. I'm going to send you the working capital and the equipment financing. All I'll need from you is 6 months of your most recent bank statements, your most recent tax return, and I'll have everything in the email for you. And then, exactly for the truck, I'll just need the quote or invoice from that also. But I'll have everything in the email.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you have like a little checklist of how where you'll be at, how much money you're gonna get from us. Because I'm pretty sure I can get you an answer within a day as soon as you give me in those documents. And we can fund the money in 48 hours, depending on how fast you need it.
All right. Well, I think if this thing checks out, we'll take some time to do our due diligence. We have to be really certain that the vehicle is going to comply with California laws. So I mean, there's going to be a little extra effort, but this is very encouraging.
No, yeah, this
either
is
or,
exciting.
I mean, this is good. Thank you very much.
Exciting, no problem. And then so you said it was Bob C at DD Disposal.
Yeah,
or ddisposal.com.
Yeah, ddisposal.com. And
okay.
Let me do that. Let me switch. Let me get back to my other phone. Hang on a sec, okay?
Okay.
Let me do this. Let me send you an email.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can reply to it, because if you're sending me stuff and I'm not seeing it, then it's not making it through our... We have a pretty aggressive... Well, we do a lot of Department of Defense stuff, and so we have to have a...
Like a spam blocker or anything like that.
Yeah, we got to have a pretty... I mean, it's kind of crazy. They don't do it for Hillary, but they do it
for Trump.
Okay, Alfonso... Whoops.
Yeah, my email is
at Alfonso GA or Alfonso G
at
Bank of Cardiff. Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, Cardiff, and then Cardiff is CARDIFF, like different. .com. Maybe you can help me out before that. Is there anybody else around that can help
Okay, so let me, okay, why is that not going through? Okay. Oh, I know why. Okay. It's .com?
Yeah, .com. So it's ALFONSOG. At bankofcardiff.com.
Okay. Okay, it's just sent.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, just, I think it, this way I'll be sure to get it because it won't bounce a reply. And then I'll be sure to get everything that you send me, and then we'll turn it around right away.
Yeah, most definitely. And then how soon were you thinking of just either applying?
Well, we would have to do the due diligence. The real concern is getting a compliant vehicle. So we would be turning on the game, if you will, and and doing it. And then, for instance, a vehicle out of state, we'd have to get a certified mechanic to validate, because we've gone through this before, have a certified mechanic inspect the vehicle and make sure that it is a California compliant vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of a process unless we luck out and find one in California that's been registered in California, and then it just becomes really easy. But unfortunately, I just don't have a feel for it. So in terms of timeliness, I would like to do it now if this flies. Instead of kicking the can down the road, which is what I was doing, but I'd like to move on it now. and take advantage of it now because we are turning down business. And how long that lasts, I don't know. But if we, I think a large part of it is not turning anything loose until we find out if we even qualify for anything, and then working on that as the basis for, you know, what. Let's say we don't qualify for the full amount, whether or not it's even worth the effort of going out and pursuing it.
Right.
Which I totally understand.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I can on my end to kind of help you out, since you kind of opened up about your business. The faster you get it to me, the faster we can speak numbers is
okay.
How it kind of goes about. But I'll send you everything. I got your email. Did you I replied to you just to let you know I got it.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me
make sure it didn't go to spam.
I got it back. Yeah, we're
good. All right, cool, Bob. And then when's a good time to follow back up with you?
Okay, I'm on the road tomorrow and Thursday. I am in the shop all day Friday. And then the only time I'm not in the shop is going to be usually between 10:30 and 1 o'clock. I do my banking and running around then.
Mm-hmm.
But by all means, if I'm not available, I'm going to give Galen a heads up because this is ultimately going to be his business and his. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to make help me in making the decision and pursuing this. Just ask for him. And his name is Galen, Galen. And like I said, he'll be taking all this over here in about a year and a half. So he's going to have a lot more knowledge and ability to answer questions specific to the vehicle than I am. He's up on that stuff.
Okay. And then by any chance, does he have an email? Maybe I can CC him in the email also.
He would be galenc@ddisposal.com.
And then Galen is G-A-L-E-N?
Yes.
All right.
And we have the same last name.
Yeah. Galen Disposal. Alrighty. Yeah, I'll CC him in the email. That way, I mean, if you're on the road, maybe if he has time, he can get the 6 months bank statements, tax return, and just anything along the lines. I'll put everything in the email so you can just have it on file.
And then did you want both companies or just the data?
Yeah. No, send both companies. That way it shows proof that we have two different companies where it's going to be coming the funds from.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Will do.
Alrighty, Bob. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm going to do the best in my side, you know, kind of help you guys out.
Very good. Well, thank you again. I appreciate your efforts here.
Yeah, no problem, Bob. You have a good trip, okay?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.